start off by going through roll call. I do want to mention that
we have joining. Just a moment.
Trying to navigate technical difficulties. Test.
Testing.
Check. Oh, I think we figured it out. I think we did. All right, excellent. Thank you all for bearing with us on that brief technical difficulty. And so since we have council member Jonas Hill joining us virtually, we'll have to go through each individual LOC member for voting. And so we'll do the same for capturing the attendance here, make sure we have quorum. So we'll start with down to my right here, all the way at the end.
Councilman Marlon Skinnerdor present.
Councilman Kirby Metoxin present.
Councilmember Jenny Webster present. Looking for Jonas.
And is Jonas joining us virtually? Jonas, can you turn your camera on? Go ahead, Maureen.
He's pulling over right now.
Okay.
So give him a couple minutes.
Good call. We don't want anybody driving and on the phone at the same time, so appreciate you pulling over to the shoulder there, Councilman Hill.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you turn your camera on?
All right. The camera is on. I just don't have bad signal here.
Okay. Clarissa, will that have any bearing on voting if Jonas's camera's not on?
Technically, I think our standard operating procedure requires the person to have their camera on. So until Jonas gets better signal, he can listen. And then we can just do voting with who's in person today.
Yeah, I don't think his vote will count.
Yeah.
Question.
But we've got four people.
Sure. Go ahead, Kirby.
Yeah, my question would be then, I think when your camera isn't on, you can listen in, but you do not get a vote. Is that correct? So then would we have to do a roll call vote? Okay, because we got a quorum.
Correct.
Okay.
Jonas, if you do get good reception and we see you join virtually and we can see your cameras on, we'll move to a roll call vote when we come to some of the agenda items on the current business and new submissions agenda items. So, well, we have a quorum, and we'll now move to adopt the agenda. Looking for a motion to adopt today's agenda.
So moved.
Support.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Now we'll move on to current business, and the first agenda item under current business is the audit committee bylaws. So,
minutes.
The minutes. I always miss something.
To approve the November 1st, 2023 LOC minutes.
Support.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon to approve the minutes from the November 1st, 2023 LOC meeting. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for catching me on missing the approval of the minutes. It's always something. We haven't had an LLC meeting in a little while, so I apologize. A little out of practice. Now we'll move to current business, which consists of the first agenda item, Audit Committee Bylaws Amendments. And so we're looking for a motion if you wanted to briefly review the packet. I believe it's on page 2.
This item starts on page 5 of your packet. And then on September 13th, 2023, the Business Committee adopted a motion to direct the Legislative Operating Committee to review the Audit Committee bylaws dated September 14th, 2022, specifically section 1-4B1A that prohibits the Treasurer from serving on the Audit Committee and determine if amendments are appropriate. Treasurer Larry Barton also submitted a request to the LOC regarding this issue. So the LOC added this to the active files list on October 4th, 2023. You'll see in your packet are the results of the LOC considering this request. So starting on page 7, you'll see the red line draft of the Audit Committee bylaw amendments. The LOC is making two changes to the Audit Committee bylaw amendments. Under section 1-4 membership, starting on line 19, you'll see that the LOC is removing the prohibition of the treasurer serving on the audit committee. So this change would allow the treasurer to serve on the audit committee. Moving down under Article 2, Officers, Section 2-1, now subsection A, starting in line 65, the LOC is adding a provision that says if selected to serve on the audit committee, the Oneida Business Committee treasurer shall not serve as chairperson or vice chairperson of the committee. This is followed by the clean draft of the proposed amendments to the Audit Committee. And then on page 17, you'll see the legislative analysis for the Audit Committee bylaws. And the legislative analysis is just that plain language explanation of the proposed amendments to the bylaws that also goes over any considerations and looks at how these changes relate to other legislation for the nation. So today, we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the Audit Committee bylaw amendments and legislative analysis and for the Audit Committee bylaw amendments to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration. Thank you.
Kirby?
Motion to approve.
Support.
Discussion.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marlin. Discussion. Kirby?
Yeah, Clarissa, on line 65, when you read it, it stated if selected to serve on the committee, it says, but you stated the audit committee. I don't know if it has to be specific in that line or not.
Oh, in the bylaws, committee references the audit committee.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jenny.
I'll be opposing this and making a for the record statement. I just don't believe that position should be on both. When you oversee the accounting department where our purchasing happens, and then you're also on the committee that processes any audits, I think we have to have our checks and balances in place. I think that's why the separation was made 20 years ago. I just think those need to be separate. That influence can happen. So I'll just be making a for the record. Thank you.
Thank you for your for the record comments, Jenny. Appreciate it. Any more discussion on this, on the motion?
Call for the question.
Call for the question has been made by Kirby. So we will move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed?
With a note for the record.
Okay.
I just believe that we have to keep those separate. That position oversees the accounting department and the purchasing department. And then I don't believe that position should then be on the finance committee. I think we need to have our checks and balances. And I think those should be separate. Because influence can happen, whether they are a vice chair or chair of the audit committee. Those need to be separate. Thank you.
Thank you again, Jenny, for your for the record statement. And so the, oh, and then also, any abstentions? Okay, motion carries with two in favor, two ayes, and one opposed with Jenny. So the motion carries with the adding the, or moving the audit committee bylaws for to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration. Now to new submissions, which is the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments. And we'll kick it over to Clarissa to give us an overview.
This item starts on page 20 of your packet. So on November 16th, 2023, the LOC received a request from Treasurer Larry Barton to consider making amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law and any other related policies. So this requests that the LOC change all existing policies and procedures, laws, and guidelines to be formally amended to require that the Oneida Business Committee submit a pre-employment drug screening prior to inauguration and formal oath of office. This requirement, the request also requests that the requirement be applicable to all elected business committee members, both incumbent and newly elected, and returning business committee members at conclusions of elections and prior to taking office. This request asks that the law would be changed to require all incumbent business committee members to submit to random drug testing during the three-year term. And then you can see the memorandum for Treasurer Barton that kind of includes the request and his motivation behind this request on page 21. Starting on page 22, you'll see an excerpt from a, looks like a legislative analysis from 2013. And then this is followed by a resolution for the most recent amendments that were made to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law, and then a copy of the drug and alcohol-free workplace law in your packet on page 30. So today we're asking the LOC to consider whether they would like to add the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor for this issue, or whether they would like to deny the request to add the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments to the active files list. Thank you.
Thanks, Clarissa. What is the committee's pleasure?
Motion to deny the request to add the alcohol and drug-free workplace law amendment to the active files list.
Second that.
Motion by Kirby to deny the request to add the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments to the active files list, seconded by Marlin. And just want to mention that when we go to a vote, it will be a roll call vote. Councilman Hill is videoing, his camera is now popping up here on the LOC virtual meeting, so we'll move to that roll call vote shortly. So
there's a hand.
Hey, we have a hand up. It looks like we will ask Chief Counsel Joanne House to share her thoughts. Go ahead, Joanne.
Thank you. I agree with the Legislative Operating Committee's the motion that's on the floor that the drug and alcohol-free workplace policy should not be added to the active files list, primarily because this is addressing employees. And members of the Oneida Business Committee are not employees of the nation. On the other hand, if the Legislative Operating Committee wishes to consider the development of this, there are things that need to be managed through this process. One is, as an elected official, the only impact it can have on the business committee is simply notice. Unless someone picks it up, picks up a positive drug test, for example, and then moves through the removal law processes. So you have to get all of those things in order. It's not as simple as simply adding that into the drug and alcohol-free workplace. If the goal is simply that the business committee shall submit to these and there's no enforcement mechanisms other than the public viewing of those documents, assuming they're public viewing of those documents, of those results, then I still believe that that is a separate law that the Legislative Operating Committee should consider. Again, members of the business committee are not employees of the tribe and should not be treated as such under the drug and alcohol free workplace policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.
Discussion.
We're still in discussion mode here, so we're going to ask Kirby to share his thoughts.
I was just in favor of denying this, one, because as elected, in my mind, as elected officials, we got 17,000 tribal members that elect us into this position. And theoretically, it could be quite an amusement by a tribal member coming in the morning in a meeting and saying, I want you to get tested in the afternoon. And it could be quite, I don't think there's nothing to stop tribal members from filing requests like that, and it could get out of hand. So I think there's other ways to address it.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts while we're in discussion? Go ahead, Marla.
Just want to say that the part of Larry's reasoning behind it is, you know, setting that standard at the top. I do agree with that. I just believe that this is not the right venue to go about bringing this for the business committee, and that maybe a different approach down the road would be applicable.
Thank you, Marlon. Anybody else have anything else that they'd like to share while we're still in discussion? I will. I just wanted to mention that I share some of the same sentiments, thoughts that Chief Counsel has regarding this request to and request for amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law. The way things are set up from the top, you know, from the Constitution, it basically states that elected officials, specifically Oneida Business Committee members, are not considered employees, and this law is the purview of the Oneida Nation employees, within the purview of the Oneida Nation employees and not OBC members. So with that in mind, I share those same thoughts and sentiments that Chief Counsel shared just a moment ago, that that this wouldn't work, but not to say that there's another way around, a way that we could not circumvent, but we could develop maybe a resolution or something that would address having elected officials or Oneida Business Committee members and make sure that they're subject to some sort of drug testing, whether that's pre-employment or if it's random drug testing. But I guess we'll wait and see on that one. So I just wanted to share that much, and then it looks like we have General Manager Mark Paulus that wanted to share. So go ahead, Mark. Oh, I guess not.
No, this is Mark A. Paulus.
Oh, Mark A. Apologize, Mark A. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to mention and point out the fact that I work for the Tule River Tribe in California. And when I worked for them, I was their executive director of their gaming commission. At that time, the gaming commission was charged with enforcement of the tribe's alcohol and drug-free policy. They had zero tolerance. And what the Tule River Tribe did was they adopted a drug and alcohol-free workplace. And they also adopted a random drug testing for the entire tribe, which included their tribal council. So they made a decision within their community that the tribe would exercise its right to do random drug testing on all of their employees as well as their government officials that included their tribal council. The point and the fact of the matter is that you're looking to enforce a drug-free, alcohol-free workplace environment. That is the key issue at hand. Understanding that our various different roles for employees and government officials. And I understand that as a former elected official myself, I understood that we weren't considered tribal employees. However, as an independent sovereign, tribes have the ability to make decisions in reference to their jurisdiction within their reservation boundaries. And the Tule River Tribe made the decision to include their tribal council with regards to random drug testing. And what they did was they implemented a random drug test. So the random drug test could be conducted at any given time. There was no set time. And the Gaming Commission executive director was in charge of implementing that random drug policy for the Tule River Tribe at that time. So you might want to reach out to the Tule River Tribe with regards to their alcohol and drug-free program that they have in place that includes their governing body. If you need some information with regards to the Tule River Tribe, I can provide that for you. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll go, Mark. Appreciate you sharing that much, and apologize. I got you mixed up there with Mark W., general manager. But again, do appreciate you sharing your thoughts about these amendments that are being considered. So, is there any other discussion on the matter? If not, we'll move to a roll call vote, and we'll start with our virtual attendee, Councilman Hill.
Hey, what I got to say?
Whether you support or you do not support the. Are you in favor of supporting this the denial? We'll
support.
Start with we'll come back to you, Jonas, so that you can kind of hear it, listening on where we're at.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, Marlon.
I'm supporting to deny this into the active files list.
Support the denial of the request.
Oppose the denial of the request. Statement for the record. There should not be a double standard for elected officials. Yes, we should figure out a process. We need to figure out a way. We all did take an oath to hold ourselves accountable. Thank you.
Support the denial of the request.
Thank you all. So it looks like we have, the motion, those who are opposed.
Opposed.
Okay. Those who abstain. Seeing none, so we have three in favor of supporting the denial of the request to add the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments to the active files list, and then we have one with Jenny who is opposed to the denial of the request. And so the motion carries to deny the request to add the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments to the active files list. And now we have essentially completed our agenda for today, and we are looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon. So we'll go through is there any discussion on wanting to adjourn? I didn't think so. So we'll move to a roll call vote.
Support.
Support. Support.
Support.
I was going to say this should be unanimous, so motion carries to adjourn the meeting.
So thanks, and have a good day.
That concludes our meeting, everyone. Appreciate you joining virtually and those that have joined us in person, and we will see you for our next LOC meeting, which I believe is in January, first week in January, December 20th, so right before the holidays. So we'll see you then. Y'all take care.
Thank you all.
Oh, thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.